The character planted in the audience that you'd never expect to be on the payroll. And when she plays her big scene, she creates more heat than you could ever imagine. Now here's the secret. She's a stunt granny.
Special edition of the Stunt Granny Audio. Three-man team here today, and we have a one singular goal in mind. It is the WWE roster game. That's right. We are going to take the overblown, ridiculous WWE roster that you are forced to see every single Monday night on the Raw Super Show and sometimes on SmackDown where the dregs of the earth go to fucking die. And we're going to take that ridiculous roster and trim it down by... What do we decide? Dusty's on the line. What do we decide we're going to do? We're going to trim it down by...
Hi, my name is Dusty. I'm on the line. I think... Well, each row here, the new design, WWE.com, has a totally different than how we used to do it, and I really don't like it, but we got to deal with it. So I think we're keeping three and tossing two.
Keeping three and tossing two. That sounds like a brilliant plan.
Maybe we can make a stipulation where one or two rows, if we only want to keep two, we can do that. I don't know.
There you go. Yeah.
Well, you know, like a lifeline kind of thing.
Yeah, there you go. We're going to have to play some favorites. Kevin DeFranco also on the line. Kevin DeFranco is going to be the scorekeeper, gatekeeper of information. He's going to keep us in line. He's going to keep the peace. He's going to fucking keep, I don't know, his hands to himself. Kevin, what's going on?
Oh, my God. My dog is farting up a storm, or at least one of them is.
Hey, real quick, speaking of animals, sorry to interrupt. I know I'm babbling a whole lot already at the beginning of this show. So I'm actually outside. I'm at my mom's house because she's on vacation and she needs me to water her lawn for her. She's got her garden hose out here, and she's got it in this kind of landscaped area, and I feel terrible because there's a little baby bird sitting right in the middle of the hose. Oh. And I don't want to pick it up and move it, but I don't want to pull the hose because I think I might kill the baby bird. Any suggestions?
You can probably try to gently move it. I've done that.
Have you?
Yeah, there was a little baby bird sleeping right behind one of my wheels.
Oh,
and I just sort
no.
of gently... I just sort of gently, like, picked it up, and it looked at me like, and I kind of, like, okay, and set it down, you know.
I'm very sleepy. What are you doing?
Right, exactly.
Jeez. Well, I tell you what, why don't we go ahead and not so gently move some of these WWE wrestlers the hell off the roster? Dusty, like you said, usually the roster pages, as we got used to them, because we love going through them and picking out things and making fun, is they do them by a grid system where, you know, you got a little square pictures of a wrestler and you maybe have, like, seven columns by eight rows. So you can easily see, 56. Let's pare that down to 30. Well, Kevin, you're actually looking at the page right now. Kind of explain what the WWE roster page looks like now on WWE.com.
Yeah, well, we had to skip ahead because the first thing that they list is all of the champions. And, whether we end up axing champions later down the line or not, I think it's a little unfair to kind of put them in a group of five. So we're starting at A and then going in alphabetical order as the five persons stand, because they actually have full images of each person doing some type of the poses are always so bad. It's just like, just take a picture from a live appearance. They always seem so unnatural in these pictures.
Yeah. Yeah, really. These staged photo shoots.
Yeah, because the first five people here, just as an example, Abraham Washington does not look happy to be there.
Yeah.
AJ is looking smoking hot, so, you know, that's fine. Oksana. Alberto Del Rio looks like he has a secret. And Alex Riley. He's screaming about something that I don't know about, and I don't know why a Boston College grad who has a swanky job for the most part is upset about anything. So,
yeah. I don't know. Those staged photos are so ridiculous, and I feel like I guarantee you they come with some sort of direction from the person on the photo shoot. And like, now look like you're in gigantic pain. Look like Scott Keith just reviewed one of your matches. And just so staged and ridiculous. And then not only that, oh, I just hit that bird. Not only that, but what was I going to say? They're so staged, but now you see a full body shot of these people. At least back in the day, it was just a mug shot of them. But now you have to stand there and watch frickin' Alex Riley in all his glory.
Yeah, no, and that is what makes it worse is that, you know, some people could get away with just mugging to the camera. But now it's like, oh, we've got this whole pose. That's why I hate, because it's always when I'm looking at stuff for when I'm doing the shirt reviews or whatever, the art of wrestling there.
I've heard of
TNA
that.
Has their wrestlers pose for them, but
yeah.
The WWE does the smart thing, and they either have a still shot from someone's appearance, or you know, like at Raw or SmackDown, or they have a professional model do it. And I've got to admit, professional models, while still obviously staged and whatnot, they do just—I don't know why—but they know how to. Well, I guess I know why, because they're quote unquote professionals, but. They know how to, you know, not look awkward when a cameraman's telling them to do something, or the photographer
right.
is that telling them to do something.
As opposed to, even Oksana, like, it's funny because she probably could or should be a model, or probably was at some point in her life. I was just looking at her pictures, she looks like shit, like, she doesn't know what the hell she's doing standing there, you know, she doesn't know how to take direction like a professional model.
Uh-uh. And AW's sitting there with his hands in his pockets looking like he's ready to take a dump. And just all kinds of bow-legged. It's just like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And the expression on his face really couldn't be any worse. Like, between him and Alex Riley, there's a...
You know what AW reminds me of? I just thought of this. He looks like Cosby. The season where they did the intro where Cosby kind of does that, he, like, bops from his knees a little bit, and then he checks his watch, you know,
yeah,
that one.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's what AW reminds me of.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yep.
That's great. And that's probably the highest compliment Abraham Washington's ever gotten in his life, too, by the way.
Ever.
So kudos
and
to you.
And by the way, while you guys were yakking about God, while Borophil was yakking about God knows what, I counted the number of rows, and there's 18 rows, so we should keep two people from each row.
There you go. And I have a feeling I understand the rationale behind that, Dusty, because you and I think a lot alike when it comes to the sizes of wrestling rosters.
Mm-hmm.
But just
basically 36 is plenty.
Yep. Yep, I agree.
Yep.
Yeah, because what, they're usually about four segments or so per hour. So, you know, that means eight segments for a two-hour show. That means you need about 16 people or so.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, moving it down to 36, that means you have a little more than two persons per quarter hour, which is, you know, really isn't a bad way to work things.
Yep.
Right, exactly.
And if they could ever find it in their hearts to go back to showing squash matches on TV, like more than just Ryback, but, you know, on a regular basis, then, yeah, they could definitely get away with having a lot fewer guys.
Yep.
And they also wouldn't burn out so quickly.
Exactly, brother.
Yeah. Brother! Brother, catch on my shoes! So... Well, all that being said, so we have a general idea. We're going to keep two now. That's a good choice. We're going to try to keep it to about 36 guys on the roster. We got a good rationale for that. We kind of know the lay of the land. We got five at a time to choose from, thanks to WWE.com's new roster page. Here's a question that I asked the last time we did the TNA game, and Dusty, I'll start with you. Do you have any sort of, I guess, goal in mind or anything you care to achieve
I guess the goal is always keep as many useful guy wrestlers as possible and have a strong singles division full of the best guy wrestlers I can find. When you're paring it down, you got to make some sacrifices. I don't really have room for a woman's division, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's not something I'm going to be interested in looking for.
Okay. Good to know. Kevin, how about yourself?
Goals, I think it would be not vomiting by the end of the time that we get done with this thing.
Always a goal.
Is that because of all that shellfish you had for dinner?
Yes, all that turkey bologna that I had for dinner.
Oh, yeah.
I never go into these things with any particular goal. It's like, I'll keep the, two or three best people, in the row, or in this case, in the five-person lineup here.
Yeah. Okay.
So you're going to make like Paul McCartney and wing it.
Nice.
Yeah, no, it's more like I'll go with I'm just going to take the best available players, the Steelers always stay in the draft. We don't draft by position. We draft by who we have best on the board.
Yeah.
So that's also probably why they ended up with two offensive linemen in the first two rounds and no linebackers to help fill in for the dearly departed.
I'm not kidding you when I tell you that it seems like they always take a lineman first. It feels like that to me.
Recently they have, but until they had picked up Pouncey, 2 years ago, it'd been like, I think Alan Faneca in like the late 80s was the last first round draft pick that they used on alignment.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I read that factoid maybe like a week ago or something. I wouldn't have really had any clue.
I got to put in my 2 cents and say if I had a state goal for this thing or an objective, it would be entertain myself, play favorites, and rationalize.
Nice.
Because you never know if I'm going to play a wild card and keep Yoshi Tatsu. If I do, I fully expect one of you guys to fly to Des Moines, Iowa and zap slap me.
Indeed.
All right.
Well, I was going to say, depending upon when we get to that page, that might not be a bad option.
Oh, right.
Good. Pathetic point. Well, how about we start? How about we get a start on this here game?
Do it.
All
right.
The game is afoot.
There you go. I think, Kevin, you've already gone over the first row, but just for the sake of clarity, why don't you remind us who's in this first batch of WWE superstars?
AW, AJ, Oksana, and the first person with a full name, Alberto Del Rio, and then Alex Riley.
All right. Dusty, I'm very curious to hear your take on this.
All right. Well, I'm going to take Del Rio and Riley in the interest of keeping as many regular wrestlers as possible. I think Oksana is useless. I think A&W Root Beer is useless, even though he reminds me of Cosby. AJ is a 10-year-old boy, and yeah, that's fine. So, even though Del Rio and Riley, even if you put them together, are going to make me approximately $0 and 0 cents, it's something to start with. So,
there you go. I think I'm going to go ahead and take second here, and it breaks my heart to not pick AJ, but Dusty, you just made a valid point about making money. And I would rather break even with Del Rio and Alex Riley, two relatively capable wrestlers, than lose money on the gobs of things that I would buy AJ.
You'd be giving her like $5 million a year just to keep her around.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'd keep her in flat skirts for the rest of her life. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's true. I think if you're gonna put on a pro wrestling show, you better have some pro wrestlers. And I think I would never pick AW. He didn't do jack shit for me as Abraham Washington, and he's doing even less for me as the guy who's actively scouting Epico and Primo. So when it comes to him, I'm out, and Oksana, I think, speaks for herself. And there you go. Kevin, what about
and
you?
How dare you forget that AW brought Mason Ryan into his stable? I mean, that guy has an excellent eye for talent.
Yeah, oh my God.
Talent that shouldn't be in the WWE, but it's an excellent eye. Well, geez. I don't care. I am going to go with an internet favorite and a favorite of my own, AJ, just because I really don't, I don't know. Riley just seems too cookie cutter for me. And Del Rio, I'm not the biggest fan and do rip on him quite a bit, but I think part of it is he's kind of stuck in character development hell, where he either needs to bring something to them or the writers need to come up with something slightly different for him. Because I don't think he's terrible on the mic and he's capable in the ring. So I'll go with Del Rio out of those two. And AW, the guy hasn't had any time, but I mean, why? Like, he didn't do anything for me. It's not good when Tony Atlas ends up outshining you on your own segment.
That's right. I used to rub baby oil on myself.
And I saw Oksana up close because she sat down near me there at the one SmackDown that I attended. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when you see the up close, you're like, oh, okay, it's a difference maker. Not a difference maker.
Oh, ouch. Poor thing. Well,
yep.
I'll tell you what, given a second shot, I would probably go Alberto and AJ. God, I had a good rationale for that, and I can't remember what it was now. The hot factor. Even though Dusty says he calls her a 10-year-old boy.
Lay down.
But, and did I say that?
Yeah, I knew that. That's so awesome. Yeah, all right. I guess that about does it for that row. Man, oh, I know. I know what I was going to say. I'd rather play, what is it, Dusty? Kill, fuck, and marry?
Yeah.
If I could do that with this row, that's why I keep AJ, because she'd definitely be one of those three.
Absolutely. I would choose her for one of those slots, yes.
All right, Kevin, who do we have up next?
Oh, we got one Alicia Fox, Antonio Cesaro, Beth Phoenix, Big Show, and Booker T, who is in his wrestling gear.
Interesting. Well, that poses an interesting issue, because if I'm me, I'm taking Antonio Cesaro, absolutely, just based on his Ring of Honor time and CZW and everything else, based on what we all know about him as total wrestling nerd. But if I'm me, I realize that he's getting old, and I realize that his mobility continues to be limited as years go by. But if we're looking at, I know they have a lot of TV time, but really, like, if we could allocate the time better and smarter and keep a roster to about 36 guys, I've got no problem taking on the Big Show, because I feel like, given time and given the proper character development, he could be the special attraction that he was always meant to be, rather than being shoved down our throats every single week like he has been for the last 15 years.
Yeah.
So that's the quick rationale behind my two picks. Kevin, what are you thinking about this row?
Well, I'm going to continue with the Antonio Cesaro love, even though it's really kind of been stuck in a little bit of no man's land there on SmackDown. And to me, it comes down to Big Show and Booker T. Because if you keep Booker T limited in the ring, I don't think things would be that terrible. And I don't know. We always end up coming up with the whole announcer thing at some juncture when we're picking these things.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I guess I don't hate him as much as other people seem to there, at least the little bit of internet looking around that I do. But Big Show, I don't know. Recently he seemed more mobile for, you know, his size recently. And
yeah, he has his good days and his bad days. I mean, he's been, you know, 30, 40 pounds heavier than he is now. He's getting older, but he's not old. I mean, I don't even he's 40. He's barely 40. So,
enough.
But at the same time, you know, 40 for Big Show is different than 40 for Shawn Michaels, I'd say.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. And you know what? I think with the age argument, you've sold me on Big Show there. So, yeah, that's what I'm going to go with. Booker T is a little too old. Oh, my God. Of course, someone comes to my door right now.
We can't be having that.
Okay.
This is a this is a professional radio show here.
Yes,
how dare they?
I'm trying to water my mom's lawn and not murder a baby bird while we were doing it. How dare your dog bark?
Hi there. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to give AEP a call here in a little bit. Yep, not a problem.
Yeah, because you're knocking on my door and my alarm didn't go off.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
A peek behind the curtain of Kevin DeFrango.
Yeah, condo association president gets stupid people stopping over all the time.
We apologize, folks. The curtain is stained with feces.
Yeah, no, it just it sort of reminds me. I loved it. I listened to this Merrick versus Wyszynski podcast about hockey. And they had the host for NBC Sports, Liam McHugh, called in. He goes, "Oh, I hope you didn't hear that. My dog is puking right next to me." So yes, a real podcast that you know is sponsored by both Yahoo and Sportsnet Canada had a similar moment. So I don't feel too bad.
Okay. Fair enough. Now, if only they had captured it on video and turned that dog puking into pukehump.gif. Oh, Google's lighting up. All right, Dusty, how about you, man? I want to know where you fall in this Booker T argument. I can't justify
okay.
it. I hear what you have to say.
Well, the obvious out of the way, Antonio Cesaro is one worth keeping. He's relatively young. I think he's got a lot of upside. He's got the size you look for. He's got the charisma you look for. I think he's an easy keep. Now, I'm in the same boat as Kevin, trying to decide between Big Show and Booker T. I also, like Kevin, really love Booker T, and I, you know, fuck the internet, basically. Just fuck people on the internet. Fuck them. Mm-hmm. But I'm probably going to keep Big Show, because I feel like he made a compelling argument, and he's almost at the point where he can be Andre during the last part of Andre's career, sort of a sideshow kind of thing. He's got one last big run in him, and then maybe you give him the tag team belts near the end of his career, you know, and he kind of helps put people over.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think he's useful in that role, and you probably get more out of him than Booker. So I'll keep him.
All right. And for
by all accounts, he's a good guy.
Well, yeah. He doesn't want you to be a bully. Antonio Cesaro, by the way, comes with a side of unlimited breadsticks. So, I mean, he's got a lot of good things going for him.
Delicious, yes.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good. Well, Kevin, I think we're up to row three. We're only about 75 minutes into this audio, and we're up to row three. What do we got?
Oh, well, this one should be pretty easy yet again. Honestly, I'm glad we – it probably would have been too hard to keep three in some of these rows. this one is Brodus Clay, Camacho, Cameron, one of the Funkadactyls, Jericho, and Christian.
Oh, sure. Well, Kevin, you're up, so what do you think?
Well, the only interesting thing for me would be, and I guess it's since it's always imaginary, I would say that I'm just trying to think if Chris Jericho being around part time is worth having in a promotion that we're only going to be keeping 36 persons to start with.
Mm-hmm.
Christian, to me, is a keeper. I've just always liked his work, and I think we've mentioned it before on some previous audios. I kind of like him as a bit of a gatekeeper type of guy, where, you know, I don't think he's ever going to be full-blown main event player, but have guys coming up get through him to get into that main event level.
Mm-hmm.
I think he works quite well. So that leaves part-time Jericho or Brodus Clay. And I don't know. Clay is still kind of, I don't know. He doesn't really do anything in the ring yet. So it's kind of hard to give him anything. I like his size. I like his look. Even without the Funkasaurus gimmick, I like those things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Jericho's just been really great over any run, honestly. Like, it just seems like he kills it every time he comes. So even if I got him part-time, I'd have to go with Jericho.
All right. Dusty, what about you?
Okay, so I totally agree with Kevin about Christian. I sort of see him in the honky-tonk man type of role.
Yeah.
He's a secondary champion, and then he can put people over. And he's always sort of, he's a steady hand in the ring, and he's over to a certain extent. He's very useful.
Yep.
So Christian... And I'll go with Jericho because, you know, I feel like his character is really hitting it right now, and he can talk really well. He's good TV, so Jericho seems like an obvious other choice. And fuck Brodus Clay. So.
Can I ask you to go into a little bit more detail as to what makes you say that about Brodus Clay?
I disagree with the fact that he still exists. And therefore, he can go fuck himself.
Yeah.
Was that more specific?
That was more specific. Yeah. Are you not a fan of the current character? Are you not a fan of the way that he wrestles?
I don't think I'm a fan of him. Period. Because I didn't like him before the gimmick, and now this gimmick I hate. I absolutely detest it, and I just don't think he's useful in any way.
Okay.
And I think they kind of killed him with this character. To the point where, you know, you come back around and there is no coming back around, you know.
This is very hard to come back from. I mean, this this is a Red Rooster level bullshit game.
Yep.
You know what? Honestly, like, I was torn. Kevin, as you were reading off this list, I was literally torn. Literally, like, somebody had drawn and quartered me. I mean, I was figuratively torn. literally hanging from the rafters. No, you know, any other time I would have gone straight for Chris Jericho and Christian, because it just obviously makes sense. Because, Kevin, you're right, every time Jericho comes back, he kills it. I mean, he's a no-brainer. He's guaranteed money, no matter what. And, Dusty, you're right about Christian. He's a great slot player. And he's total smarmy, you know, just dick, you know, whether he's playing a baby face or not. I have been searching, and not actively, I've not literally been searching for, I've been waiting to see the next big Van Vader come down the road for years now. And when Brodus Clay was playing the heel bodyguard role, I was positive. I'm like, for sure, this is going to be it. Brodus Clay is the new Vader. But I think, honestly, it's just because he was the latest fat guy to come down the pike. When in reality, Mark Henry ended up being the next Vader after a freaking 23-year career or whatever the hell how long it's been. So I don't need to look toward Brodus Clay for my big man monster, big Van Vader type of character anymore. Not to mention, he's so goddamn damaged because of this ridiculous character.
Exactly.
So I'm going to keep Cameron. I'm going to keep, I'm going to keep Christian and Chris Jericho for the obvious reason.
Okay.
And Cameron can be on the... Is that her name, right? Is that what you said, Kevin? Cameron?
I don't know. I moved off that page already, and I don't care to go back.
Yes, and she's one of the best-looking women I've ever seen. Holy cow.
Cool. Well, no offense to Alicia Fox. She's kind of cute, but, you know, I... Kevin, as soon as I heard you say that name, I cringed. I'm like, what the fuck did we get ourselves into?
that one really kind of would have been rough to go with the third one there. I mean, I think it would have gone with Clay, but
that's by default. I mean, really.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Kevin, we got another row. What's up?
CM Punk, WWE Champion, Cody Rhodes, Kurt Hawkins, Damian Sandow, and Daniel Bryan.
Oh, ouch. I knew Daniel Bryan was coming up. Dusty, this is actually your row.
No. This row is killing me. wow, dude. Okay. Well, Kurt Hawkins we can eliminate. And just because you have to eliminate somebody, I'll eliminate Damian Sandow. Oh, so choosing two out of Punk, Cody, and Daniel Bryan is damn near impossible. Especially now that Cody's wearing knee pads and looks like a real wrestler.
I know. I was going to make that joke when I was saying that now that WWE.com is showing full wrestler body shots, I was going to say something about, oh, now you have to look at Cody Rhodes' knees, but you don't.
No, you don't. See, I would have used that as an excuse to cut him.
Yep.
If it had been true, but it's not true, and it makes it even more difficult because he actually looks good with knee pads. Oh, my God. So we are going to keep Punk, and then we're going to have to choose between Cody and Daniel Bryan, and that is just terrible.
Travesty.
Can I abstain and hear other arguments from you two?
Let me throw down my argument here. We'll see if this makes sense to anybody.
Okay.
Ultimately, I know I said my goal is to entertain myself, but ultimately the goal of a professional wrestling company or any other company should be to make money. CM Punk clearly makes money.
Yep.
That's a game. Mm-hmm. He's been making money for this company for at least a year straight now based on merchandise alone, not to mention any tickets that he was selling beforehand. You could tell by the reactions that he would get when he would come into the arena or step into the ring or the bell would ring and people were chanting CM Punk's name years ago in WWE.
Mm-hmm.
He's a gimme. Now, what you're stuck with is Daniel Bryan, who, if you would have asked anybody about 6 months ago, who's going to make money for WWE, Daniel Bryan probably would not have been at the top of your list.
Yep.
6 months ago, it's possible that Cody Rhodes would have been somewhere in the back of your head. Because, you know, second-generation wrestler, he gets it. He's got the look. He's got a hell of a talent. He can talk. He can wrestle. You know, it's just born and bred in him. He did something the other day, and I don't know how this is going to play out, or maybe I'm making a mountain out of a molehill, but on Twitter the other day, he just wrote, time off. And then a day later, he showed up on the SmackDown taping. And that kind of got me thinking, is he trying to do some kind of, you know, internet swerve sort of thing? And it's like, Cody, you've kind of been in limbo for the last few months or so. you know, I think you better concentrate on other things besides swerving the internet audience and learning how to draw money. So that's why my argument leads me to keeping CM Punk and Daniel Bryan. Kevin, how about you?
I think I would lean towards your picks. I mean, I think it is pretty easy to say that CM Punk, he was finally the guy after 5 years to dethrone John Cena as the top merch guy in the WWE. If you can finally knock Mr. Fruity Pebbles off of that perch, you're doing something right.
Yeah.
And plus, he's been one of the handful of guys that consistently comes up with a nice looking shirt. Like I swear he's got to be involved in the making of his shirts and not just leaving it up to the morons in the back.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
So, yet again, you come down to Cody and Daniel Bryan. And, and Dusty and I were kind of talking about it yesterday. I don't really blame Cody Rhodes for his current predicament. I don't understand why they stopped pushing him. So this is one of those ones that's just like, I really would like to have three on this one because I like both of these guys. Cody's kind of, he's turned me around, and especially since he's had two kind of shit gimmicks because he went from good looking to Phantom of the Opera. And then he's just kind of moved into cocky asshole mode after that. And, you know, that's pretty good. I mean, most guys don't get kind of pushed around in what their persona's incentive is that much that quickly. And he did a fairly good job with all of them. And I think he saved his best for last, honestly. But, I really like Brian in the ring a little bit more, and he's really kind of come somewhere to me on the mic. He's not really what the WWE looks for on a regular basis in that department, but I like what he's doing, so I would have to go with Brian.
Cool.
Yeah, and I'll agree. Now that I'm on the plate again, I'll take Daniel Bryan. But if there was, if we had a rule where a single row we could keep three, I'd keep Cody.
He is money.
Without hesitation.
I'm overreacting purposely. Like I said, I'm going to rationalize my picks as much as I can. I'm overreacting about the Twitter thing. Kevin, I agree with you. I mean, he was great as Dashing Cody Rhodes. He was great as the Phantom of the Opera. I mean, his entrance at WrestleMania against, I want to say it was Rey Mysterio a year ago, was just phenomenal. The guy is money. It's just, who's money right now? And if I'm forced to pick two people, then I'm going with Daniel Bryan and CM Punk.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, who do we have in our next row, my friend?
I get to announce the row, and I'm up, aren't I, for first honor?
I don't remember. Whatever. I don't remember, so yes. You called it.
Okay. Sure.
We got Darren Young, David Otunga, my boy Dolph Ziggler, Drew McIntyre, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson. As great as The Rock is, I wasn't particularly thrilled with his mic work leading up. It was good, but it seemed about as everything that people accuse Cena of hitting the same notes and whatnot and not doing anything different, I thought he did the same, and I don't know why more people didn't kill him over it, honestly. And plus, if Jericho's part-time, I don't even know what you consider The Rock.
Yeah.
Okay. Drew McIntyre, what a fall. My boy Dolph Ziggler is easily the best on the page here. And David Otunga is slowly starting to win me over. So I don't think there's really much of a choice here between Darren Young and David Otunga. And, you know, this would be useful where if Cody Rhodes was on this page, he'd be easy to pick. But I'm going to go with I'm going to go with Otunga and my homeboy there, Dolph Ziggler.
There you go. Dusty, how about you?
Yeah, to me it's an easy choice. The only really, the only real dilemma is if you want The Rock for his name value, maybe there's some argument to be made there, but he's available so infrequently that I don't think it's worth it. So to me it's an easy choice. It's Otunga and Ziggler.
Yep.
Ziggler, I feel, is on the cusp of something huge. And Otunga, I mean, he has the look. He's shown me a little bit of something, you know, in terms of charisma or whatever. So I think he's worth investing in. At worst, you have, or, you know, yeah, at worst, you got a useful mid-card player. So,
yep.
Easy choice.
Yep. I think I'm going to have to agree with both you guys. This is a gimme, especially with Dolph Ziggler in here. I can't, nobody could justify Darren Young. Absolutely no justification for Darren Young. Drew McIntyre.
Great in that tag team with the
With Titus
O'Neil.
Titus O'Neil. Yeah.
Is he really that great?
No.
There you go. I was actually kind of hoping Titus O'Neil would be, you know, if I had my choice between the two, I'd definitely take Titus O'Neil because he doesn't look like a goddamn raving dipshit.
Right.
Drew McIntyre, total lost cause. I mean, Kevin, you referred to it as a fall. I mean, you can't fall from zero, you know. So
I guess I'm still hearkening back to when even the owner of the company, despite the fact that he separates himself between his persona in the ring and his, actual title.
Right.
You know, he came on TV and said that he was the next big thing. And, wow,
yeah,
he has been anything but that.
No, I understand that, but I don't
know. And I thought he started out at a pretty decent clip, too, to be honest with you. Like, I thought when things got moving, and what was it? Was it 2 years ago that he got stuck?
Matt Hardy.
Not, and I shouldn't even say stuck. Like, for some reason, they decided to put him in the Elimination Chamber.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And I thought he had a really good showing in that. Like, I mean, he didn't have pretty much any mic time leading up to it because he was just one of those guys that got tossed in there. But when he was in the ring, I thought he kind of really seemed to step it up from what he had been doing. But,
you know, I remember you saying that at the time, and I remember reading about it too, but, you know, every dog has a day. Even a blind squirrel can find a nut.
That could certainly be the case.
Even Kofi Kingston can get a reaction wrestling Randy Orton in Madison Square Garden. Some things just were not meant to be, and one of those things is Drew McIntyre. So, you know, I'm surprising myself by going with David Otunga, but I agree with you guys. He's actually grown on me in the last couple of months.
Sure.
Maybe there's a little sympathy behind him for the whole Jennifer Hudson dead family thing, but, you know, that could also be neither here nor there. So there you go. That's the row. Kevin, what do we got next?
We are in for a treat.
We are in for some kill, fuck, marry here.
Uh-huh. Yep, we got Epico, Evan Bourne, Eve, Ezekiel Jackson, and the Great Khali. I am glad I got to go first on the last row. That's all I'm going to go with.
Well, if we're holding true to the rotation, Dusty, I'm afraid that makes you first.
Okay, well, I'll fuck Eve and I'll marry Great Khali.
Because at least he'll have money from India that you can cash in.
Right, exactly. He's the most likely to be financially stable. let's see here. I don't know. We'll toss Eve under the bus, and Epico, I don't know. He looks like nothing. he is nothing, so we'll toss him out. I still kind of have a man crush on Evan Bourne, even though he couldn't pass a drug test if his life depended on it. he's still young, and I still see Ricky Morton in him. And just the way he sells is really excellent to me. He gets that teenage girl thing, you know, help me, and all the girls are like, oh, God, I gotta help him. You know, so I'll keep Evan Bourne. Because I think he has some sort of drawing potential. And then we're choosing between Ezekiel and Great Khali, and they're both kind of occupy the same space. They're kind of big sideshow guys. Oh, God, I don't fucking even know. Neither one of them can wrestle worth a shit. I'll keep Ezekiel because he's younger and more mobile. How about that?
There you go. And the more mobile is all relative.
Yeah. I didn't say he is mobile. Like, please, don't take that out of context. It's just that Astonishing Khali walks like he's a 5-foot guy on stilts. So.
Oh, my God, yeah. Does he have knees?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Dusty,
I'm with you, and actually there's a part of me that, as you were talking about this, I was looking at Epico, and I was thinking, you know, I don't know who's down in Primo's row, but if there was a chance to keep Epico and Primo and keep them as a tag team, and then I thought, you know what, if they could have drawn money as a tag team, they would have drawn money as a tag team by now. You know, they would have transcended the lack of push that they were getting and found a way, and they clearly haven't. So Epico's out. Eve, to be perfectly honest with you, of the five people in this row, has probably come the furthest in the shortest amount of time. And I'm not going to keep her for the same reason that we've discussed, is that, you know, really women aren't playing enough of a role in a 36-person roster to warrant taking the slot. So, unfortunately, I will not be taking her slot. Great Khali, I've already got one giant sideshow act, and I certainly don't need one that can't fucking walk. So he's out. I might invite him back to sing happy birthday to people, but otherwise I'm going to give it to him.
Every time there's a birthday on Monday night,
happy birthday. Keeping Evan Bourne, the guy's money. Stephanie McMahon sees it, Triple H doesn't. But the guy's money. He's a fucking comic book character come to life. So he's great. Ezekiel Jackson is a poster boy. He's like, you know, he's a big, mean, angry-looking motherfucker that could easily be on a poster for a pay-per-view. You know, give him some time to, you know, give him a road agent who's not sitting around collecting a paycheck who can help him with some in-ring work. Assign him a writer who's not out for himself that might give this guy a decent angle to work with, and let Ezekiel Jackson get better and draw some money. So that's where I stand with that row. Kevin, how about yourself?
You picked Zeke and Bourne too?
I did.
Yeah, no, I think I almost want to hit all of us just for picking the same people all the time. But I would be perfectly content not having a drug policy. So Evan Bourne would not get in trouble in my league whatsoever.
It'd be a shame to be fired from your own league, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would be.
What does that even mean? What are you talking about?
And Zeke, you know, the Great Khali can't do anything about his horrendously bad knees. But I think if someone got to Zeke and said, hey, you know what, it's great that you are monstrously huge, but how about dropping about 10 to 20 pounds of muscle so that you can get to the point where you can say that you're mobile?
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
So I think that it would be much easier to turn Zeke into someone who's mobile if someone just talks some sense into him. He just has too much bulk. Cut down on that shit, and he might be okay.
There you go.
Yep.
All right, Kevin, you got Ooh. Another road to read. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this is horrible.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. Yeah, and I thought the last one was bad. We got Keith.
The worst.
Yeah, this is the worst one. I have not previously looked through these. So we got Heath Slater, Hornswoggle, Kuniko, Jack Swagger, and Jerry Lawler.
Wow. Well, you know what? It's actually is it my turn to start this row?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Well, Jerry Lawler. There's the easy one. We need announcers. Jerry Lawler can be my color commentator. And who knows, I may even put him in a role to help Ezekiel Jackson learn how to draw money.
Nice.
Or who knows, he may paint moons and stars on Ezekiel Jackson's tits and turn him into Kamala 3. That could be a horrible idea. I don't know. There will be no little people in this league. There will be no Hornswoggle. If I'm not keeping Epico, I'm sure as fuck not keeping Unico. Heath Slater, I've had a fucking vendetta against this guy since day one. I have a feeling, I mean, unless one of you guys wants to throw a curveball, that we're all probably picking Jack Swagger and Jerry Lawler, and that's by default. Kevin, let's hear from you.
Well, I am going to give you a curveball.
What?
No!
Yep. Slater, Hornswoggle, out. I do like the Lawler, you need the guy on the mic at some point, and I think he can do that. I don't know, Swagger he seems to be getting worse as things move along. And I kind of liked Unico when he was doing the whole imitation Sin Cara thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I think his in-ring work is better than that of Mr. Swagger. Neither of them have any discernible mic skills, so those things are offset as far as I'm concerned. So, since I like his in-ring work better, I'm going with him.
Fair enough. Dusty, how about you?
I think Lawler is an easy choice. Because, A, you need an announcer. B, he can still wrestle every now and again and put somebody over that way. And you can put him on the microphone and he can get somebody else over that way. Mm-hmm. I think he's very useful. So, Lawler for sure. Slater's a total bum and he'll never draw a cent in this business. And he's fucking useless. And he's fucking just, he should fucking bend over and kiss Vince McMahon's ass every day for still employing him. But he probably doesn't want to do that because Vince probably forgot he's employed and he doesn't want to bring it up.
By the way, Heath Slater would make the perfect Red Rooster.
Yeah, he would. Hornswoggle just fucking sucks and he's not funny and it's stupid and it's just ridiculous and I don't want anything to do with it. I had a little more of a difficult time than you did picking between Hunico and Swagger. For one thing, Swagger's already 30, and Hunico's only in his mid-20s, so that is something. But I still think Swagger's a little bit better, so I'll go with him, but I'm not so high on him. But again, you know, you need mid-carders too. You can't just have all main eventers and all undercard guys. So, yeah, mid-card guy, useful, fills a roster spot. Sure, I'll go with Swagger.
All right. Yeah. Cool. Yeah, I'd rather have Unico than Super Callow, but I'd still rather have Jack Swagger than Unico. Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Kevin, we got a new row up, right?
Oh, yes, we do.
Oh, yeah.
And this one is just some easy pickings. We get Jimmy, Jey Uso, then Jimmy Uso, Jinder Mahal, John Cena, and John Laurinaitis.
Kevin, I think you're up.
Yeah. As much as I like the Haka dance, the Usos, Gonzo, Jinder Mahal, he may have a lot of money in India, but it is not helping him draw a dime here in the United States. So that leaves us with John Cena and John Laurinaitis. I hate the concept of the evil general manager more than I hate the execution being performed by the general manager at this current moment. So I don't really have any problems with keeping him.
All right. Dusty, how about you?
All right, well, I guess you got to keep Cena because he's such a big name and you'd be foolish not to keep him. So really the decision here for the second spot is Mahal, if you want another mid-card guy, or Johnny Ace. And I'm going to go with Ace because listen to me, okay? Listen. Put your ear up to the speaker and listen to me. If you don't like Johnny Ace, you don't like sunshine, flowers, butterflies, happiness, rainbows, not being sad,
unicorn,
sunshine, lollipops, Henry Rollins albums. You are a hater of all things good if you don't like Johnny Ace. So check yourself.
All right. Well, John Cena, obviously I want to make money, no better way. Plus,
right.
By making the champ, he'll probably buy my drinks. That effectively eliminates Jay and Jimmy, which are fine because I don't even care about a Haka dance. I'd rather fucking watch Haku dance. Jinder Mahal, Dusty, you nailed it. That would just be another warm body. John Laurinaitis, Kevin, you nailed it. It's a horrible, evil general manager role that I've been marking out against for years. It's hard to talk about drawing money here because Jinder Mahal certainly has not drawn money yet, but it's hard to say whether or not John Laurinaitis really has. God damn it. It's like everything against the fundamental beliefs that I have about current day, modern day pro wrestling. Except it's not. I'm going to pick John Laurinaitis because as much as I hate the evil general manager, I hate even more the warm bodies taking up wrestling slots, roster slots.
Yeah.
And that's my justification for it. So there you go.
And that's my story that I'm sticking to.
I think it's already time for another row. That one was too easy.
It was really easy. Whoa, wow, Dusty. I think that, who knows? wow.
Wee, wow, woo, hey.
This is just another rough one. Johnny Curtis, Josh Matthews, can you believe this? JTG is evidently still on the roster. Justin Gabriel and Justin Roberts, your favorite announcer there, Eric.
God.
I didn't know there were 15 E's in John Cena.
Yeah. Dusty, you're up, man.
Well, easy choice to start things out. Josh Matthews is an excellent announcer, has been excellent since Velocity, and you put him in the booth with the King, and you got to get your announce team. Easy. I don't even know who Johnny Curtis is. He looks like Dean Malenko's retarded kid brother. So, yeah. To me, the choice here is between Justin Gabriel and Justin Roberts. but I think I'm going to try to hold out for Kimmel to be my ring announcer. So I'll go with Justin Gabriel here.
There you go.
It's a strategic move on my part. It might come back to bite me. So.
Very nice. All right.
Because I don't know who else is in Kimmel's row. I don't even know if he is in a row. But
yeah, we'll
I think he's a much better much better ring announcer than Justin Roberts. So we'll bank on him. And, I don't know, Gabriel's got a little bit of upside, so.
All right. I got to go with Josh Matthews, same reason Dusty did. I need a good play-by-play announcer. As far as Justin Gabriel goes, I've already got Evan Bourne. I don't feel like I could get too much farther with Justin Gabriel. Justin Roberts.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
If I'm going to do tag teams, I want Bourne and Gabriel as a tag team.
All right.
I see them as Ricky Morton and Robert Gibson. So.
Justin Gabriel is Robert Gibson.
Yeah, you know, he's a solid guy with a little bit of charisma, and the fans can get behind him a little bit, but he's definitely a second banana guy and more comfortable in that role.
Yeah.
So, sure.
Okay. Well,
they can't all be superstars, you know? So.
Yeah. Well, I'm torn between Johnny Curtis and JTG. I was a fan of Crime Time. I was a fan of JTG when others weren't. I've seen good work out of him. Quite frankly, I've seen subpar work out of him, too, which I know was a big critique of his at one point. The first time I saw Johnny Curtis was probably on NXT, and I really don't remember that much about him. But on the main roster, my first exposure to Johnny Curtis was well after Zack Ryder's E! True Hollywood or E! True Long Island Story or whatever the fuck it's called had started. And he'd done the whole, here's WWE on the fence about Zack Ryder. Here's WWE dropping the ball on Zack Ryder, which is hilarious. What's the first thing I see of Johnny Curtis? He spills milk all over the floor and then he starts crying and he says, WWE hasn't noticed me. I'm crying over spilled milk. Out. So I'm going with JTG. It sounds weird. It sounds borderline equal opportunity. I don't care. For some reason, I have an affinity toward the guy. I can't really explain it. I think he's got a hell of a lot of charisma. I think he's got some upside that hasn't been tapped into yet. I think he needs to get a little more exposure, and maybe that will keep him from being nervous and keep him from making the mistakes that he's made in the past in the ring. But that's my thought on that. Kevin, how about yourself?
I guess I'm in a similar department as you as to I've always kind of had a soft spot for JTG. I wasn't as upset by the gimmick making the spilt milk, especially once they continued to give him other dumb lines to carry over. But I have no idea. He's a completely unknown quantity to me with Johnny Curtis. Josh Matthews, that's an easy pick. He's probably my favorite announcer at this juncture in wrestling. So even if he tends to maybe get a little too timid with the other two in the booth that he's with on SmackDown. But as much as I like JTG, I guess I'm always kind of a sucker for the cruiserweight kind of running around, do shit, flippy thing everywhere guys. So I'm going to go with Justin Gabriel.
Fair enough.
We have a hometown hero when we go to South Africa.
Hey, man. To be honest with you, I'd rather draw long-term money in South Africa than short-term money in Brooklyn, so you might be right. My gosh, what row are we on right now? Anybody got a beat on that one?
Well, I can tell you who the next five are, but let's see here. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Well, there's 12 letters left.
Okay. Gotcha.
So I don't know how many rows that is, honestly.
Okay. I was just thinking that we're about an hour and 15 minutes into a seven-hour conversation. So.
Okie dokie. Well, maybe we just need to do less explaining, Lucy.
There you go. We could certainly do that. Okay.
Okie doke. We got Caitlin, Kane, Kelly, Karma, and Kofi Kingston.
Wow. Dusty, you take this one, if you would. I can't remember exactly where we are in the order, but you take this one.
All right. Well, I'm keeping Kofi because he's the closest thing to a normal wrestler there is. And, boy, isn't that a sad commentary. I'm so sorry, Warhol. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. I'm going to keep Caitlyn because, you know, one or two girls is, you know, useful. She can be a manager of somebody, and she is the best-looking woman I've ever seen in my life. So.
Wow. There you go.
Keeping her well, over Kane. I'm sorry, Warhol. I'm sorry.
I'm going to go your route with Kofi. You know, I can make fun of him until I'm blue in the face, which I do, and I will. But to be honest with you, as far as wrestlers who are kind of over and who have some upside, it's Kofi. You can't keep Karma if you aren't going to keep the rest of the wrestlers in the Divas division.
Right.
I get Caitlin's hot, but I think Kelly Kelly's hotter. But that's just personal opinion. So I'm torn between Kelly Kelly, who would just be there as eye candy. And I'm not even keeping AJ, who's hotter than fucking bathtub water. So, as bizarre as it sounds, as much as I really don't like the guy that much, he's still enough of a workhorse where I can rationalize keeping Kane. So I'm going to keep Kofi and Kane.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin. Kofi, Kingston, Kane, Kevin.
Yeah, as I noted earlier about the whole live in person, Caitlin just completely smoking, and I think Dusty about took off my my hands when I had mentioned that. But I'm standing more behind your rationale. I like the athleticism of Kofi, even if they just need to tell him to chill the fuck out and save it for some more gimmicky spots and just concentrate on being a good wrestler. And Kane is still good enough. And Karma really wouldn't have anyone to wrestle even if I took AJ. It's just like that matchup is just not going to work out.
Yeah. All right. Next row, friendo.
Layla, Lillian Garcia, Mark Henry, Mason Ryan, and everybody's favorite vest-wearing announcer, Matt Stryker.
Holy cow. Okay, Mark Henry's the given. He's injured right now, but when he's back, assuming he comes back and better than ever, he's going to kill it just like he has for the last year. No Layla. Abso-fucking-lutely no Lillian Garcia.
Preach.
So then you got then preach it, brother. So then you got to decide between the monstrously built Mason Ryan with very little discernible talent but possible upside, or Matt Stryker, who makes Dusty want to vomit on the regular. I've got Jerry Lawler. I've got Josh Matthews. I could fucking hire a Mean Gene Okerlund action figure to do backstage interviews. So I'm going to go with Mason Ryan. I think there is a spot for him on this roster. Kevin, how about you?
Wow. Mm. Yeah, well, like you said, Mark Henry's the given, and since I've always kind of had a man crush on Lillian, I'll let her do introductions, and I'll have somebody to sing nicely for me at big events. So, fuck it.
Dusty.
All right. For me, this is easy because there's only two people I'd want to keep. Layla, not interested because she's a women's wrestler primarily. If I'm putting together a Mount Rushmore of people I hate in wrestling right now, I mean, you're looking at two of them right now, right here. Lillian and Matt Stryker are two of the most contemptible pieces of fucking shit in the wrestling business. No talent, just hangers-on completely, fucking ugly, fucking stupid, fucking useless. So Mark Henry and Mason Ryan next.
There you go.
Okie dokie. Maxine, Michael Cole, Michael McGillicuddy, The Miz, and Mr. McMahon.
Wow. Interesting row.
Yes.
Kevin, actually, I think you're up on this one.
Yeah, to me, even though it's interesting, I think it comes down to, and oh my God, it looks like Michael McGillicuddy's head is superimposed on a body. Cause
yes,
it is, like,
thank you.
Way too big for the size of his body. Like, it is completely disproportionate. And I really don't remember his head looking disproportionate when he was actually on TV. And he's another one where I think he was fine on TV, and he kind of fits into my, you know, kind of smaller guy-ish roster here. So I'm fine with him, and I'm good with The Miz. I think Dusty and I talked about it. He kind of needs to come up with his own new gimmick or whatever, other than being a must-see. So, but I like him. Good in-ring work, good mic work. Why not keep him?
There you go, mm-hmm. Dusty.
Well, yeah, The Miz is an easy choice. He has to lose some weight and get into better shape, and he has to come up with something for himself. He needs to have a vision for what he wants his character to be. And a part of that is I would assume that I would be writing. If this is my roster, I'm coming up with ideas, so maybe I come up with better ideas for him. Mm-hmm. Maybe my writing team comes up with better ideas for him. Uses him better. So that's easy. Not going to keep Mr. McMahon because I would basically be Mr. McMahon, and I'm going to keep myself off the off the air, so yeah, it's not necessary. Michael Cole's not necessary because I got Matthews and Waller. Maxine looking like a hooker in this picture. Interesting. I think Michael McGillicuddy is a fairly easy keep here. Kind of makes up for losing Cody Rhodes earlier. He can kind of occupy that same space in a perfect world. So we'll keep him.
There you go. Well, I'm going to make this short and sweet. I agree with you guys' picks, and I agree, Kevin, not that I don't disagree with your don't agree, whatever, with your rationale. Dusty, I agree with yours. Everybody that you outlined and exactly why. Miz is a gimme. McGillicuddy's fine. Don't need Cole. Certainly don't need Maxine, and we are basically the Mr. McMahon. So there you go. There's that row.
Okie dokie. Next up here, and yeah, it does seem like things will be moving along here. And Naomi, Natalya, Primo, R-Truth, and Randy Orton.
Oops. All right. Am I up?
Yeah.
I believe so.
Ah, whatever. I'll be up anyway. So. Naomi, that's bullshit. Absolutely not. Natalya, got nothing against her, but there's no fucking way.
Right.
Oh, my God. Who was the third person you mentioned? I was trying to write them down, and I got so excited.
Primo.
Yeah, same conversation with Primo as we had with Epico, and if you can't have one, you can't have both. So, easily R-Truth, who, you know, I've gone back and forth on over the years, but Christ, that guy's funny as hell. Unintentionally or intentionally funny. Orton is a main eventer through and through. Got to keep that guy.
Yeah.
Kevin?
Yeah, no. As your last thing noted, Orton is the no-brainer of this row. So you're down to R-Truth and Primo. And, yeah, keep him with the younger-ish and smaller-ish roster. As much as I've liked the R-Truth over the years, even going back to his old K-Quick days, I'm going to go with Primo.
Are you going to team with Unico?
I could, but I don't know. I'm going to try not to maybe be as blatantly
racist.
Yeah, no, it wasn't racist. What were we what were Jeremy and I calling it? Nationalistic or xenophobic maybe? I don't know. They don't need to team together. They could team together. I'd have to look back at my roster to see if that's the route that I'd end up going.
Maybe they'll feud with each other. Maybe
with
each other over my bicycle. Dusty, what do you think?
Orton and Truth for the same reasons Eric outlined. So
there you go. All right. Kevin, who's up?
Okie dokie, we got Rey Mysterio, Ricardo Rodriguez, the smoking hot Rosa Mendez, Ryback and Sakamoto.
Wow. Kevin, yeah. I think you're actually up, even though I just threw out a big wow there.
Oh. Well, I think I've kept my fair share of women as much as I like Rosa. Unfortunately, since she doesn't have a nice ass, she's out the door. Ricardo plays his spot well, but not happening. I'll go with Ryback, even though it's, you know, whatever with that gimmick right now. Like, I don't know why he seems so much better as Skip Sheffield, just the ass-kicking dumb hick dude, than he does as just the ass-kicking dude without the hick part. And I'd take Rey Mysterio over just about anyone, despite he's on two strikes, and we've already talked about the drug policy. Fuck it.
Yeah.
So, he's
right,
in my eyes.
Cool. Dusty, what say you?
I was kind of flashing ahead, and I don't, well, I'll just say I'll keep Rosa because she's number two on my list here for female, and just having Caitlyn alone would be weird, so, and you need a couple of managers, so what the hell. And keep them busy backstage. This is actually kind of hard for me because a part of me wants to keep Ricardo because he kind of makes Alberto's act. And I'm not enamored with Rey Mysterio at all. And Ryback is, I don't know, man, this is hard. I want to keep a wrestler if I can. So okay. I kind of have to say no to Ricardo. So I guess I'm keeping Ryback.
Okay.
And I would just use him better. So.
Yep.
Or hope
go.
To. So Rosa and Ryback.
All right. That's interesting. Well, Rosa's out for me, even though she is hot as shit.
Yep.
There are easily two ways a person could go here. There are probably more, I don't know, math and probability. There are more ways that people can go than just two, but here are two ways. You go Rey Mysterio and Ryback, and you get two wrestlers, or you go Ricardo and Sakamoto, and you get two managers. I'm big into the idea of managers, and I think that I think Ricardo is enough of an integral part of the Alberto Del Rio package that I'm keeping Ricardo. So that's a key. Sakamoto isn't doing it for me. Sakamoto's out. So here we go. Here's one of the other possibilities we can do. I've kept one manager. Now it's between Ray, who according to Conan isn't on drugs, and Ryback, who according to me is on drugs. You know, man, I know there's room on a roster. You know what? I've kept Ezekiel, so I'm getting rid of Ryback. I'm keeping Ray, and he can pass the torch to Evan Bourne down the road. So there you go, Rey Mysterio and Ricardo. All right, Kevin, who's up next?
The next five-pack, Santino Marella, Scott Stanford, Sheamus, Sin Cara, and Tamina Snuka.
Okay. Here we go. Because I looked ahead, and I'm not going to be able to keep Kimmel. So I'll take Stanford to be my ring announcer and backstage interviewer and whatever. And I'll keep Sheamus. That's an obvious choice. Stanford and Sheamus.
All right. I'm picking Sheamus. He's easily won me more money in professional wrestling than anybody else. He helped me win the Royal Rumble game that I went to live and in person at my buddy Merz's buddy's pay-per-view. Wow, that was a long stupid sentence.
Yeah.
Plus, he's awesome, so I'm keeping Sheamus. Really, then, the argument is, do you keep Santino as the funny, entertaining jobber, or do you keep Scott Stanford as the qualified backstage interviewer? This is tough. God damn it, Santino's so funny in so many different ways. I'm going to go with my gut and say Santino.
Okay.
I know I'm going to be hated across the board for that, but those are my two picks.
Well, I'm not going to hate you for it because those are my two picks. Sheamus, to me, is the no-brainer in this row. And Santino, I think it's another one where maybe just a little freshening up and maybe even just get rid of old Cobra there. And we're good to go with him.
Very quick other rationale on my part. I would rather keep the whole crowd happy with Santino than keep Zack Ryder happy with Scott Stanford. Sounds silly to say it in those, but that was my rationale.
And I mean, that's not the reason I kept him. You know, I kept him because
I
see him. You know. Okay.
I guess my hope is, and I'll see where things land with Tony Chimmel, because that's probably who I would have kept too. But since you said you couldn't, then I thought I'd throw myself a curveball. So let's see what happens.
No.
Well, Mr. Chimmel is in the next row.
Okay. So going back
to front here, I suppose, from the way I've normally been doing it here, I'm going to go Japanese writing on it. Tony Chimmel, Titus O'Neil, Theodore Long. Wow, he even has it removed on the WWE website. It's just Tensai now. No more lordship for him, and Ted DiBiase.
Wow. Gosh, is this my row to start?
Who cares?
I believe it is.
All right. Who cares is about right. Titus is take it or leave it. I'm going to actually leave it, believe it or not. Titus is out. Teddy Long... I love the guy. If he's not a babyface general manager, I don't have a role for him, and I don't need two general managers. He's gone. Tony Chimmel, or Kimmel, I forget what it actually is. I need a ring announcer. Is it worth taking Ted DiBiase out of his role and Tensai out of his role? Or, I should say, not and, but or. Give me a few more months on the Lord Tensai project, so I'll keep him. Do I just hire fucking some jackass off the street to be my ring announcer? Or, Tony Chimmel, there you go. We have too much history. He tried to hit me up for $20 in exchange for an autograph. There you go. Kevin, go ahead.
I have long been a Teddy lover, but he's just about at the end of his row, even though he doesn't really do anything physical. Titus O'Neil is kind of old for wrestling already, honestly. And Chimmel, I had Lillian, so he's out for me. So to me, it leaves it easy. I think the biggest problem with Tensai is the whole Japanese gimmick. Like, if they just let him drop that and had him stop doing all the Japanese shit, he'd be fine.
Yeah.
I don't care if he made his name over there. It doesn't mean he's Japanese. And Ted DiBiase, I think we've said it before. We need some jobbers around, so he can at least accomplish that much.
Yeah, he's a warm body at this point. Oh, God, I may have just reconnected with my Bluetooth, and I apologize if I did, but if I didn't, my battery is dead. There you go. Dusty, are you up?
Yeah, and I'm going with Tensai and Ted DiBiase. It's a pretty easy choice. I like Teddy Long, don't get me wrong, and I like Kimmel as a ring announcer, but I just don't have room for him. I need bodies. I need, like, 30 active wrestlers, so it's an easy choice.
Yeah, I feel like I may have made a misstep, but as much as I think the DiBiase posse rhyme is funny, still just not doing a whole lot for me at this moment. Kevin, you got another row, my friend.
Yes, I do, and it involves Trent Beretta, Triple H, Tyler Rex, Tyson Kidd, and The Undertaker.
Oh, the ominous one.
The Undertaker! Kevin, this is your row, isn't it?
I guess it is. I have long been a fan of Tyson Kidd, so I'm going to keep him. I have never had any special love for Tyler Rex or Trent Beretta, which leaves me between which guy I feel like having show up to wrestle, you know, once, maybe twice a year. And yowzers. I guess even though, as it would seem, Triple H might have more time left in the ring, I'm going to go with The Undertaker.
Oh, God. Tyson Kidd for sure, because I think he has the most upside. Tyler Rex, not for sure, because no. I don't know, dude. I don't want a guy that only wrestles once a year, and I kind of want to stay away from Triple H and the bullshit of the politics behind the curtain. So I guess just by war of attrition, I'm going to take Trent Beretta. A brilliant Trent Beretta from a better vanish time. Okay.
Nice. Multiple people, including WWE roster members, have said Tyson Kidd's probably one of the best wrestlers they have. Tyson Kidd is the gimme here. Triple H is, could be, there's, like you said, if you're going to have a part-time wrestler, it's not going to be Triple H. Tyler Rex is basically out. Like, he's, you know, he's kind of under the radar okay. But he's not, as Dusty would say, under the radar awesome. So you really are up to, you know, you have part-time Undertaker, the same way I have part-time Big Show. Or do you have Trent Beretta, who I liked when he was in the Dude Busters.
Yes.
You know, and he's been he's a decent enough jobber. Man, though, I guess I'm going to go back to my thought of no warm bodies, more squash matches equals more, less exposure for the guys. Nah, you know what? Fuck that. Undertaker's had his heyday. I'm taking Trent Beretta. I like something about
him.
There's something about him. I feel like I'd be missing the boat if I didn't keep him and try him out for a little while. There you go.
That is fair enough. And guess what, gentlemen?
Drum roll, please.
We are at our last group of five. And those five persons are Vicky Guerrero, Wade Barrett, William Regal, Yoshitatsu, and Zack Ryder.
All right.
All right, well, it's my row, I guess, and I'm going to go with Wade Barrett and Zack Ryder. Vicky Guerrero was a fairly hard cut, but it just comes down to needing as many active wrestlers as you can get. So, Barrett and Ryder, there you go.
There you go. Wow, you know, you'd think there'd be two gimmies in this row, and they'd be Wade Barrett and Zack Ryder. I can easily eliminate Yoshi. It pains me to eliminate William Regal, but the guy's basically been a laughingstock for the last 3 years.
Yeah.
You know, I said what I said about managers when it comes to Alberto and Ricardo, and a person could absolutely make an argument for Vicky Guerrero. So, you know, you got those three: Vicky, Wade Barrett, Zack Ryder. Wade Barrett could be something down the road. Zack Ryder is something right now. Sorry, Vicky. I got to go with Wade Barrett and Zack Ryder. Wow, that was a hard one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm sticking with you two here on this one. Because really, Vicky's been downgraded to a ring announcer.
Yeah.
William Regal, I've never been as fond as you guys, but and Yoshi, I kind of like him, but I would not take him over Zack Ryder. who got himself over, even if he's been summarily, you know, banished to La La Land, you know, a month or two after his gimmick blew up. And Wade Barrett's the gimme in this row to me.
And I just want to say real quick, it kind of drives me crazy that the true Long Island story thing is an internet-only thing. That could be on TV. That's 5 minutes of TV time for him every week. Why not, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, we're not a wrestling company. We're an entertainment company. Well, okay, make it like Saturday Night Live and give these guys, like, skits and backstage stuff, and that could be writer's thing every week. Why not?
There you go, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, he includes other guys. I mean, he has Stanford on there. He has his buddies on there. He has Ziggler on there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you said SNL, and I mean, it's a little bit of a variety thing. So, I mean, it wouldn't just get him TV time.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, there you go. That's great. There's,
plus, you could knock off one of the 92 fucking replays that they have during the
interview. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh my God. King, just 15 seconds ago, Lord Tenpai put...
yeah. Mhm.
Ridiculous. Well, there we go. Other than a few people here and there, it looks like we're all in agreement. We basically have the same rosters.
Yep.
And strangely, even though we kind of, for what our strategies were going into this or weren't, you know, I think we basically all achieved the same things, which were make some money and entertain the people and entertain ourselves
at
the same time.
Yep.
Well, cool. All right. You know what? This is the end of May. Well, we did our WWE roster game just now, and I believe it's around October when we do our TNA roster game. That should be a real gem. Dusty, what do you think about that?
I hope I'm dead by that time.
Kevin, how about you? Are you looking forward to it?
Oh, you know, it's always fun when we get all or most of the crew together for a show. So, you know, I will take that any day of the week, no matter how terrible the subject matter.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to cut Gunner one more year, so here we go. All right. Well, that being said, I'm going to sign out, and I'm going to turn it over to Kevin to tell us what sippy time beer he's drinking tonight with his lobster thermidor.
Well, I am still in a somewhat of an ashamed spot here that I'm still drinking the fine Columbus brew, Zauber Brewing, the Buxom Blonde. I still have the growler. I haven't finished it yet. I need to, you know, get to drinking that thing. So have a good night, kids, and enjoy your own sippy time beer.
Nice. Well, for Kevin DeFrango and Eric Nelson, for Jeremy Mays, who couldn't join us today because he injured himself in a bizarre gardening accident, and for Eric's new friend, the little birdie, I am Dusty Ebing. And this has been a very special Stunt Granny roster game audio, and we'll try to do better next time. Peace.
But does Granny really hate the wrestlers? Hardly.